today's story is The Wonderful School, and it's a little Golden Book classic, and it's by Mae Justice, read by
Mommy and
Baby. You ready? Okay. There once was a very unusual school that had for its teacher Miss Tilly O'Toole. She taught all her lessons in riddles and rhyme, and those who learned quickest were given a dime.
What's a dime?
What's a dime? A dime is a coin. It's worth money. Red light, stop! Red light, no. Green light, hop. Green light, go.
What's that man saying?
Well, in the picture here, we see the Mrs. Tilly O'Toole and her students are coming to a street, and there's a red light, and this looks like some kind of like fire truck almost, with a man driving it going, ah, probably because he's in a big hurry. And then on the next page, there's a green light, street light, and then all of the students and Mrs. Tilly O'Toole are crossing the street. Because where we live, green lights mean stop, and green lights mean go, and red lights mean stop. Now, little boys grin, little girls giggle, little dogs just go wig, wag, wiggle. Be sure you don't forget to feed your dog or cat. You can ask for food. Animals can't do that. So now we see a picture of them at the park, and they're getting ice cream, and they're feeding their pets when they have their meal. Mrs. Tilly, quite often her pupils would praise even those who were clever in curious ways, like Dennis McGinnis, who danced on his toes, and Sandy O'Brien, who wiggled her nose. Can you wiggle your nose? Can you dance on your toes? My goodness. I bet we could try. When Timmy had trouble in learning to read, Mrs. Tilly O'Toole showed him how to succeed. She took him to read all the signs in a store, and Tommy read proudly a dozen or more. And then there's a bunch of different signs here, and I bet we could figure out what they say. T-O-Y-S.
T-O-Y-S.
Toys. Very good. The kite that Tom Jefferson bought at the store got broken and wouldn't go up anymore, but Mrs. Tilly fixed it with sticks and a string, so it went up like a bird on the wing. Mrs. Tilly O'Toole could do almost anything. One, only one, can't have the fun that's always shared by two, and three or four have even more, a rule that's tried and true. And we see in the picture, there's a little boy trying to do the seesaw at the park all by himself. And that doesn't work. You have to have somebody to sit on the other side. And then when Miss Tilly O'Toole showed up, she brought all the kids with her. And then he had someone to play with. And see, he's playing there with all of his friends. When you hear a little song coming from a thicket, guess if it's a yellow bird. Guess if it's a cricket. When you hear a boom, boom coming from a bog, you don't need to guess at all. It's bound to be a frog. And there's a picture of some frogs. Ducks have the right to go their ways through puddles if they choose, but boys and girls on rainy days should wear their overshoes, which is another way of saying boots. Whenever a dark or dreary day came, Miss Tilly O'Toole often made up a game, and while they were playing, her pupils forgot the weather outside, whether cloudy or not. I'm sure there was never a happier school than the one that was taught by Miss Tilly O'Toole. The
Why does she play the piano?
Because that makes her cool.
That makes her cool. Mm-hmm.